Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Berta. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marty Patton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Marty Patton. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny Thompson. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Thompson moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0 for 1 in the game. Berta hits a line drive towards the mound. Perry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva moves to second. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peña. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Peña steals second. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNerney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-1 in the game. Patton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tovar. Harper reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. Berta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Oliva moves to second. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Reese reaches second base with a double. Oliva scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt is walked intentionally. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNerney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNerney. The throw from Mitterwald and he is out, Thompson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Mitterwald reaches second base with a double. Jim Cott pinch runs for George Mitterwald. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry bunts towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. Cott moves to third. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-3 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it and throws to third to get caught. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from McNerney and he is out, Kubiak applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Tyskinski now catching. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-2 in the game. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Patton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patton is 0-for-2 in the game. Patton strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Danny Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. Thompson moves to third. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thompson scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Holt hits a pop-up towards third. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Berta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Tom Hall now pitching. Gus Gill pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill strikes out. One out. Ted Savage pinch hits for Mike Hegan. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage takes first base on ball four. Phil Roof pinch hits for Bob Berta. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Danny Walton pinch hits for Dave May. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.